Well, thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Nathan Sloan, Chief of Police for the City of Muncie, Indiana. Chief, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having us.
What would you say to another police chief who may be interested in adopting compressed natural gas or other alternative fuels into their fleets, but isn't sure where to start?
I would definitely say you need to start thinking about that now. At least at the time, the CNG conversions were about $10,000 more to put into an Explorer. And that's on top of the cost of the vehicle and any police equipment like lights and siren and gun rack and safe and all the other things that go into them. Now that the hybrid Explorers are out, they're much more economical.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you're only that your cost on top of the original purchase of the vehicle is only $2,000 to $3,000 more to go hybrid. So that seems to make better sense. And you know, we beat on these vehicles pretty good. And they, you know, I wonder about the actual lifespan of the CNG. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We've got good results from it right now. But like I said, we police vehicles are driven differently than most people drive theirs. So
absolutely,
we're seeing an increase in
mm-hmm.
gas mileage.
Mm-hmm.
The new Explorers, the hybrid, are very, very capable. I'd say start looking at alternative fuels, or at least get into the hybrids.
Sure.
Almost 90% of our fleet moving forward in the next 3 years is going to be CNG or hybrid. I'm a natural resource major from Ball State University,
and
I minored in energy, so I kind of get this.
Uh-huh.
And I doubt there's any other police chief in the nation probably that drives a hybrid Honda CRV, but I do, and it gets about 35 miles a gallon. It's very reliable. So I think taking a different look at that and getting away from the norm is probably where we're going. I would say that electric police vehicles are probably the future.
Mm-hmm.
If we can work out how to charge the cars efficiently, either at the department or at the officers' homes. Currently, we're looking, we've made some contacts with Ford. We've got a really good relationship with regular Ford here in town. Not to give them a private plug there,
mm-hmm.
but that's who we deal with.
Sure.
And the Ford Mustang, the electric Ford Mustang that's coming out, we're looking at it for our detectives. And I really, really want to look at the new Ford Lightning for uniform, too.
And again, I think, with a lot of this new technology that's coming out, how do you, with all your other responsibilities, how do you stay on top of all these new technologies? And again, I know, with the talk of autonomous vehicles coming into play, and how that is going to make, to stay up on, identifying these new technologies and staying on. So how do you stay on top of all these new technologies?
Well, that's really something we have to rely on, outfits like South Shore to advise us of that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, like you said, with everything else that's going on, it's really just leaning on what we already know, which is probably not a great idea. You know, if that was the case, we'd still be driving Crown Vics around if they were
sure.
available. But we want to be in a more sustainable situation with alternative fuels and lessen our carbon footprint. And I think electric is probably the way to go moving forward. But like I said, there are some impediments to how we're going to work that out logistically. So I'm really excited about the new technologies that are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really excited about where this is going to go. I got to figure out exactly what direction that's going to take us and how we're going to work this out.
Well, Chief, we really appreciate your leadership. And can you tell our listeners a little bit more about the Muncie Police Department and how they can find out information about you and your fleet?
Yeah, so we've got about 100 cars currently, or 100 vehicles for our fleet. Like I said, most of them are Explorers, but we've got various other makers. We've got Honda, and we've got Chevy and Ford, and GMC. So that's just a little bit about our fleet. But they can call and ask us any questions that they have on how we got this started
mm-hmm.
up and how it's working out for us, and what kind of real dollars and savings and fuel savings we're seeing. So I would say also talk to your Ford dealer, because I think they're going to have a lot of different ideas coming out, or whatever company you might use, Chevy or whoever, and just see what they're offering now. Because I think, like I said, law enforcement tends to get stuck in that rut, and it's working for us now, but there are other options out there. And I think if you really look at what all the attributes that these options have, I think you'd find some alternatives that are going to work for your police department. But we're always available for anybody to give us a call. They can contact us anytime.
And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Chief Nathan Sloan. He's the Chief of Police for the City of Muncie. Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thank you for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.